This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN on a Friday.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Chris Larson stepping in for Strofe on his way to Vegas for a wedding.
Open up that Jackie T. Love.
Vegas.
Shevegas.
Don't say Vegas.
Shevegas.
Shevegas. Yeah.
Sheboygan for Strofe. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And joining us now, Tory Lowe on a Friday.
Hey, what's happening then?
I like that jersey.
What jersey you got right there?
Oh, come on now. You know it's all love. I'm on the love train. You know, it's all powerful. It's all good.
All right, what do you got for us when it comes to how we are naming what kind of game this is on Sunday? I don't know if you remember, we did this last week. So we have our submissions for the Sunday against the Vikings.
Mm.
Brad and Kyle both have it's the set the tone game.
Different type of set the tones. Setting the tone. I'm saying it's going to set the tone.
Okay.
I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I have it's the you're dead or you're alive game.
Mm.
You lose, and you're dead.
Mm. What is Strofe?
In the water.
You're alive. Strofe has the capitalize on opportunities game.
Mm.
We've had a
retake
Lambeau type game because they've lost two in a row. Carolina and Philly.
At home.
Okay.
Protect his house.
So we turned to Tory Lowe for what game he's calling this. And if you have game names, 800-990-3776.
I'd call it the black and blue rival game.
Oh, the black and blue rivalry game.
Are you going to say that next week?
Yes, he will. It's black and blue all 3 weeks
in a row. Well, I'll say that because I hate the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, any rivalry, the Bears, the Vikings, I don't know if I have the same passion against the Detroit Lions. I don't like them, but I hate the Vikings.
Who do you hate more, the Vikings or the Bears?
Oh,
I hate the Bears more than the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings
throw
your son.
I throw my son.
Yeah, but the Bears suck. I mean,
they just suck. Trash.
But, I kind of understand the weight of some of the other, themes because right now the Packers got to – They gotta define their identity right now.
That's what I'm saying.
They need to define their identity, and I don't think that it's very defined right now.
I would agree.
Don't crap your down your leg game.
Yeah,
Dave Maron.
I think when we look at the Packers, I think that this is a must win game for the Packers.
Oh my!
Must win. Yeah,
because last week too.
No, it doesn't matter because I'm gonna say it 100 times.
We made this
when we talk about the Vikings. Hold on, when we talk about
the Vikings.
No, hold on, let me get a little talk.
You got 3 hours.
You got
3 hours. He got 3 hours.
Let me say what I gotta say. I only got 5 minutes. Hold on.
Coming
when,
in our house.
When it comes to the Vikings.
Shoes on, all muddy.
No, when it comes to the Vikings and in the pack, the Vikings are one of those teams that, with the inner rivalry, that you got to win. If we don't even go to the Super Bowl, it's two teams you better put out of the way.
Energy.
I know
that's
it
such loser energy.
I don't care what you're talking about.
No, Tori's right because
you gotta beat these teams.
Tori, what was everybody talking about with the Green Bay Packers last season? There's two things. The Green Bay Packers couldn't beat great teams. They couldn't beat the Vikings. They couldn't beat the Lions. And they couldn't beat the Eagles. But what's the other stat they kept saying? 1-5 in the division. So you're right, Tori. I don't 100% agree with that mentality, but I get what you're saying because that's what everybody's talking about with this football team is they only won one game in the division. And every game at this point is a must-win because they back themselves into a corner. When you lose games that you should win, like against the Cleveland Browns and the Panthers, you back yourself in a corner where right now you don't know what your identity is, and every game is going to matter down the stretch because they're all
divisional
games. When you have a Super Bowl winning defense.
We made this name the game because I got so sick of everybody, and I was making fun of everybody who was calling it a must-win game because every week became a must-win game. So now,
go right ahead.
You are the reason why we are mocking must-win games.
Here we go.
Wow, that is placing blame. He just told our guest that we're mocking
him. No, that's fine.
Next week's going to be a must-win game in the black and blue again.
All right, well, if you lose this game, you better keep winning because you might not make the playoffs. Mm. Okay,
that's why it's a dead or alive
game. What I'm saying, okay, well, I don't see the difference between a dead or alive game and a must-win game. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, you
can't lose versus must-win.
You know what I'm doing right now? This is the whole point.
Go right ahead.
We're just finding different ways to say the same thing, right?
That's funny.
Dead or
that's
alive.
Funny. Now I get it. That is so funny. But what I'm saying
is,
this
is a must win.
Well, and you when you look at the Vikings, and they had a little spark this year. They got a little spark.
They're not a bad football team.
They're not a bad football team.
Bad quarterback.
Tori, you do realize in the NFC North, the team with the most divisional wins is the Minnesota Vikings. They're the only team in the division with two wins.
But hold on. The Packers have played one division.
Okay,
game.
But the Bears have played multiple, and the Lions have played multiple, and the Vikings have played multiple.
We're talking about a two-game thing.
I'm just saying, they've beaten everybody else in the division. That's why I said this is not a cupcake football team that you're taking on. Are they a complete team? Absolutely not. Do they have a hole at the best position and the most important position on offense at quarterback that is dragging them down? Yes, it is. But the way the Green Bay Packers have performed this year, you cannot walk into any Sunday having absolute confidence that they're going to perform to a level where they absolutely dominate the team. That's why they need to set the tone.
But that's why they also will set the tone, because we don't have an identity on the Green Bay Packers yet, and you're setting the tone for the rest of the season. So you have to imprint and put your thumb down.
You just took my line.
What?
Hold on. When you're inside,
set the tone for
when you're inside the division, when you're inside the division, these are must-win games. You know, they count heavy, the must-win divisional games, like the games.
I got a new rule.
Maybe it's like a can't stumble game. You cannot stumble. You can't.
You are banned from saying must-win.
All right. I'm banned
from saying must-win.
A live-or-die moment for the Packers.
There we go.
Yeah. These are live-or-die games.
Dead or alive, 500.
These are dead or alive, live-or-die moments for the Packers.
It's a gotta-get-it game. Gotta get it.
I got it. All right. But what I'm saying is, however you want to slice it.
Yeah. Just not must-win.
The Packers have, I think, from my opinion, is a Super Bowl defense.
I agree they do to a certain extent.
I think that the Packers' defense can play up to par with almost anybody.
I believe they can scheme because if the
but
defensive
the
line comes alive.
But the offense has been questionable. The offense have not gotten it together. It hasn't ran like a well-oiled machine.
Whose fault is that, Love or LaFleur?
That's the same question. That's like saying it's a must-win game.
I disagree.
Hold on. This has been the question that's been going on for the last, what, two seasons?
I disagree with that, Tori, because the question between Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
Because
this season, Jordan Love has stepped up for this football team to the point now where you're seeing that teams are going to be trying to keep the ball away from Jordan Love. They're not keeping the ball away from Matt LaFleur play calling. No, they're keeping the ball away from Jordan Love to be able to have opportunities. That is the formula for success. And so Matt LaFleur, he is the head football coach. He ain't just a coach of the offensive
head football coach.
He ain't just the offensive coordinator. He also is overseeing that defense. So when you see the defense allow all those rushing yards last week against the Giants and a couple weeks ago against the Panthers, yes, Jeff Hafley is the one we should point at. But also when you keep going to the top, Matt LaFleur should have his pulse and his finger on everything around this football team. And so that's why I say
football.
All I'll say is that.
Call out what Stevie said yesterday. You love saying Green Bay Packers and football team.
Y'all so crazy. Thank God that we got that last game with the W, because I started seeing circulations of people questioning the head coach position. I heard the conversation swirling underneath.
If they lost that game against the Giants, I don't think he should have came back to Green Bay.
But what I'm saying is that was swirling. So right now, this is pivotal. It's a pivotal game. Yeah.
What about the impact of Josh Jacobs? Right, because it's questionable. We're not sure if he's going to play. You know, this offense. You're talking about how they can't get it going. They don't have him. Do you think that helps them get it going to try to hit the reset button, or do you think that
does
this
he
team
drop
just continue?
Does
to
he drop back 53 times? I don't know. But I'll say this. You know, like
about Love, I think.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jordan Love. Do they start passing like it's all crazy?
I think you'd have to start passing.
Going wild with the passing game? I don't know. But I think that right now the Packers have enough talent on offense. I just don't see it all coming together.
I'm with you on that, but I just don't
see it coming together.
Something good is going to happen here for the Green Bay Packers. Short routes because the rush game not going to be there. They're going to soften up that defense quite a bit, and I think we're going to see some great results.
So Tori Lowe's joining us on a Friday, and Tori, what we do at around 4:30 is we like to celebrate KBN Nation, okay? And when we celebrate KBN Nation, that means we like to have them tell us something good. Mm. What's going on? We've had someone open up a business. Someone telling us how they are going through cancer and trying to beat it and keep us updated with their treatments. And you work a lot in the community.
Yes.
You see some bad, definitely, and you see some good. So I want to know from you. I want you to tell us something good because it could set the tone for later on in the show when we get
something powerful.
Tell me something.
Well,
powerful.
I think that earlier today there was a young, nonverbal child that was out roaming around in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was contacted to try to help that situation, try to, you know, spread the word. And right before I came into the studio, the mother was reunited with the child.
I saw that in the news.
I just spread it awareness.
Tori has so many. We got like 70,000 people on Facebook that follow you. Just have a big following.
So we just kind of make sure that we can get everybody
disseminate that information out. Man.
Looking out to see if we can find the parents.
That's why we do tell me something good. Because
that was powerful.
And I knew Tori would be able to deliver on tell me something good.
Mm.
And so now that you have time to think about it, what's the name of this game?
Oh, wow. Live or die.
Live or die. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Sounds
live
like we're right on the same page, Tori. Right on the same page.
There we go. See how they converted me over?
Yeah,
just like that.
Ben got right by web. You should do the set the tone. Join Brad and I.
Yeah.
Would you rather be set the tone or live?
You know they need to set the tone.
Set the tone for the division as well.
Yeah.
All right, you can have you three brain trust can
the
stay.
The poll also agrees with that.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm talking
now
about.
It's actually switched.
Has it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, we have it on the poll here. What type of game is this game? 47% of the vote, dead or alive game.
39%.
We need to screen these texts.
He is a lie. Ben is just telling lies. 48% set the tone. 38% dead or alive. 13% capitalized on opportunities game on Twitter X. Yeah, he just be making stuff up.
Yeah, Ben is what he does.
Ben makes up so much stuff. I'm used to it too.
You guys got $100 for me to take it to roulette?
No, I do not.
Here we go.
I wish. Man.
He's done for the year.
Who, Ben?
We got to wait till 2026 for him to do something else. Here.
Yeah.
When it comes to giving up some cash.
I do my individual thing. Yeah. I've learned
the last
enough.
One worked, the Brewers.
Oh, yeah. He has some streaks of a great idea.
You
ideas,
didn't get in so. On that one, though, Tori.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he
never asked me.
He just asked you for the loser.
He just, when he thinks he's going to, you know, throw money away, he asks me.
Yeah, it. Yeah. He's all Tori. Yeah.
That's the one I
think. He thinks you're a fool. You're a target.
That's what I'm saying. They,
easy target.
Mark.
Look at that. See,
look, easy target.
Just look at Jesus.
Because, you know, he was my friend, and I felt like he was my friend. But now.
Had you jump into Lake Michigan, yeah, but can't put you in.
It is remarkable that we got Tori to jump into Lake Michigan with us.
I got him in my web.
It's okay. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. Yeah. It took
Instead
a little
of manipulation.
Time.
Yeah. Hey, I got you right in the.
See?
I'm not going to snap you out of it.
Look
snap
at this. Look
in.
At this man.
Look what he's doing.
Diabolical.
Have you heard about Baby Will's Closet?
Oh, wow.
Oh, let me tell you about Baby Will's Closet, Tori. I had Lifetime Home Services come in and completely transform my Baby Will's Closet.
Oh, wow.
Now, the room is complete. We walk in there. We feel a sense of peace, organization that only Lifetime Home Services can provide.
And
Tori, anything you need, Lifetime Home Services can do for you. You're probably looking at that home, whether it's repair or renovation, wondering, man, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services does that. Give them a call. Go on their website. I'll bet they do. They're many. Menu of things that they can do for you is out of control. Whether it be clean air, radon safety, full home renovations, closets like ours, epoxy floors, cabinetry, organization, anything you need, Lifetime Home Services does for you. For over 30 years, families like ours have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their home safer and better looking. Trusted solutions and lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Petey Pablo chimes in on the Carbos Talking text line. Get a win or die trying.
That's good.
50 Cent. Tori, what are we sending out with?
Hey, we ready. We ready for the Minnesota Vikings.
Need to be.
Hey, we ready. We going to put it all together. It's going to be a powerful win for the Packers.
Set the tone.
Pow!
Live or die trying, or get the win and die trying.
Hey, let's get it.
Coming up next, pole position on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Then you're going to tell us something good. We roll on next. Packers Vikings Sunday noon. Can't lose 3 in a row at Lambeau Field. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Chris Larson in for Strofe, left at 4 to head to a rehearsal dinner with that horrible haircut. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776 or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Let's hit pole position as we do on a Friday.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
All right, let's see what our fellow show's been talking about throughout the week.
All right, let's start off here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9 across ESPN Milwaukee weekdays. Do you make your bed first thing in the morning? Yes, 32%. Oh. No, 68%.
Brad, go ahead.
Well, you know, we were faithful bed makers within 10 minutes of waking up every morning.
And what happened?
Kids. I mean, waking
up. They broke your habit?
Broke our habit.
Broke a
waking
lot of
up,
habit.
Waking up to cry.
That habit?
Yeah. Waking
not,
up.
Not the bed.
Not the bed. I know. Waking up to crying and needs. And just you spring out of bed and it's like, oh my gosh, it's noon. The bed's still not made. So I'm ashamed. Ashamed. Deeply
ashamed.
That I'm no longer a bed maker in the morning. Try to be. Lexi does sometimes, but not anymore.
Only time I make our bed, we got guests coming. Other than that, I'm going to do.
Can I just say,
just
though,
get back in it and mess it up?
It's 100 times better at night to get into a made bed than it is to get into a messy bed. Getting into a messy bed is sloppy. Like
you slide right into where you were right where.
No,
right
it's when you're tight.
Only time the bed is amazing to get into and it makes a huge difference. It's freshly dried sheets when they're still warm.
Oh, I will say that.
Yeah, other than that,
So, can you ask the question?
Do you think, or do you make your bed first thing in the morning?
I do not, but my wife does. Next question.
Oh, wow.
Lucky you.
All right, moving
lucky
on.
Lucky you.
Oh, wow, you got a good one, huh?
Moving no, on she just can't function if it's not made.
It's a good win to start the day.
For her?
Yeah.
I like to shower first. Yeah, I don't care either.
All right, moving on to Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 4-6 weekdays. Matt thinks marching bands are cool. Do you agree? Yes, they're cool. 79%.
Why is this a poll?
No, not cool. 21%.
Is this the worst poll?
This has got to be worst poll.
Yeah. What led to this? What band was doing something? Is this Wisconsin's last home game coming up?
I guess. So it's his
I'm assuming because of the high school playoffs as well.
What I will say is I've gotten into the drum lines on TikTok. Those are lit.
The black ones or the white ones?
Black ones.
Yeah.
It's got me wanting to watch.
Got you with some rhythm. Just you love it, huh?
Kyle, it's lit.
It is. That's why
it's
they don't.
Crazy.
They don't. That's why when you said the kid came from Grambling State, they didn't go to watch him play at Grambling State.
Half-time's
they went to go watch the half.
Line.
Yeah, we saw. What was it? Drumline, the movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good movie.
That was a great movie. Ooh, indeed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but
so
Matt Hamilton is not watching it.
That marching bands. I'm not like. I don't know. Like,
yeah, they're cool. It's not easy to do. Takes skill.
It
sure.
does take skill.
But I'm just drumline guy.
Yeah, it's different. The Wisconsin band is, I mean, they're great, fifth quarter.
They're good.
But it ain't them bands from the South, I tell you.
All right, another one here from Jim, Matt, and Molly. This is an interesting one, too. It's got over 200 votes and completely even on the percentage of responses.
Okay. Then let's
from
fix
from
that.
Jim, Matt, and Molly, would you take Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now? Yes, 50%. No, 50%.
Yes. That's a lot of idiots.
Yes, a lot of
people. Y'all don't like winning, huh? I mean, he went to Arkansas. Granted, he got fired because they weren't winning all the time. But he went down and found some wins down there.
Brad, why don't you spill some light as to how he's been able to manage having success in the NIL era?
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to manage payroll and recruiting and building culture.
How'd he get that?
He played in the NFL for a little bit. He had success at Wisconsin.
Coach, yeah.
Except played.
He was a coach. He coached
a coach?
Yeah, he coached under
Belichick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, he did. He had a minute in the NFL, but I think his injuries got him.
He's a better coach than Bill Belichick in college, I'll tell you that much.
And he took a program in Illinois with less resources, less tradition, less culture, less DNA, and he turned him around to be more than what Wisconsin is.
10-win season.
It's unbelievable. Think about what he could do at Wisconsin. Look at what he did do it. Now, could he do it in the NIL era? Absolutely. It's an easy yes.
It's a yes. I can't believe this is 50-50.
I would have taken Brett Bielema back after he left Arkansas.
I don't understand why there's a grudge towards him.
I hope the grudge should be gone now that we see how bad things
get. If you have a grudge towards him, tell me what it is and why you can't get over
it. He left us. He decided to go to Arkansas.
Take more money.
Significantly more.
He brought success to Wisconsin and, like... I miss that.
And I believe when he left, he wanted to coach either the Big Ten Championship game or both. One of the two. I've not been to Big Ten Championship. He wanted to coach, but then Barry told him no, he couldn't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my memory, I believe it serves me right. I believe when he
was
sure going to take
that?
The job, I'll double check.
I thought it was kind of
the 2013 Rose Bowl. He wanted to coach in the Rose Bowl that year.
Is that you were gone?
He wanted to coach the Rose Bowl?
He wanted to coach the Rose Bowl, but I think Barry Alvarez said
told
it was
no.
Yeah,
oh,
surprised that.
I mean, that's pretty stand up. That's pretty stand up by him. Listen, I mean, it was a way better opportunity, a lot more money in the SEC at the time. Seemed like the right decision. I wouldn't have done it, obviously, but I have nothing but good things to say about Coach B. I have zero surprise that he's turned Illinois into what it is today.
What we got, Chris?
All right, two more here to wrap up pole position from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy once again. Should the Packers have a package to get Malik Willis more involved on offense? Yes, 47%. No, 53%.
I'm shocked. 47% of people think they should take Jordan Love off the field so that Malik Willis gets a couple plays.
I mean, you see how good Malik looked? Like, I'm a no, but I'm just saying, he looked good.
Yeah, but if Jordan Love's an elite quarterback, you never take him off the field, Kyle.
No, I'm
Mr. Elite Quarterback Guy.
I'm saying I'm a no, but I'm also saying anytime we see Malik
middling
Willis...
Middling and flip-flopping.
I'm not middling and flip-flopping, I'm being factual. Anytime we see Malik Willis at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he's been good. Maybe he'd take away the Bears game. But he's been good.
But Jordan Love,
yeah,
is great.
Obviously I'm a no.
Oh, yeah,
he's a wonderful person to have as a
amazing
backup.
Amazing.
That's all I want him for.
Yeah, I want him for a backup too. I think it's crazy to take Jordan Love off the field, but I understand where people are coming from because when somebody shows you they can make an impact, you're like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like if we had more of him.
If you had some sort of incredibly unique play call where both could be on the field, like maybe. But
I love Jordan Love. I'm gonna be very.
Comes
particular
guys, here it comes.
But I don't want him to take hits. I don't want to take.
He wouldn't.
So when they're both on the field, well, Jordan Love split out at right receiver.
Might as well
they're
going to
throw him the ball.
Well, you could. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This is Matt LaFleur's job if he wants to give Malik Willis a little bit of snap count.
No, Jordan Love just needs to be quarterback. I don't need him nowhere else. I feel like every time he lowers his shoulder, something happens.
Yeah, he needs to slide. Slide.
Stop.
And we wrap up pole position for the week with a poll from the Dam Sports Show from ESPN Beaver Dam, 1430. Shout out to the Beave in Beaver Dam. Will Jeff Hafley be coaching for the Packers in 2026? Yes, 63% of the vote. No, 37%.
I'm going to go no.
It was my bold-a-thon prediction on Wilde and Tausch that he would be a head coach next year. This would be his last season.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to stand by it.
Yeah,
this will be his last year.
He really
whiffed 2 years ago on Rashawn Gary leading the league in sacks.
Really whiffed.
Good comeback on Wilde and Tausch's bold-a-thon.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what...
Has the bold-a-thon tracker on Twitter been commenting on that?
Every week I get an update on the bold-a-thon tracker, and he's giving me a little bit of love, saying, ooh, he's trying it in the right direction.
I don't know what open... Has anybody been fired other than the Giants coach in the NFL this year?
No.
It depends on openings. If there's like five openings, which there could be because Atlanta, they're probably going to fire their coach, Superhuman Morse. Yeah, but I'm leaning.
Did they just hire him?
Maybe 2 years ago. This is the second year.
Oh, wow.
They don't have a first round pick and they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. I would say Jeff Hafley is going to be back with Green Bay next year. I don't think he's going to be a top three candidate that you're going to want to hire.
Yeah, I'm with Brad here. This fall, take a trip to Jackpotland. That sounds fun. I want to go to Jackpotland. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, play with your Pottawatomie Rewards card for a share of $300,000 each month and entries into the December Jackpotland drawings, where another $300,000 in cash and prizes waiting to be won. Plus, your drawing from entries in November all count only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and rewards member to play. It's time for you to tell us something good. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We want to celebrate you, KBN Nation. Bill and Delvin, if you're listening, we love the update. I saw someone on YouTube say he still hopes it's going well, and you've been updating us on your journey through cancer. We want to stay with you on that. Maybe you want to celebrate one of your kids who's done something special. You, whatever it is, we want to celebrate you. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Tell us something good. Let's go into this Friday with a happy face.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Falling behind,
what could be? Tell us something good going on in your life, KBN Nation. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Shout out Bill and Delvin if you're able to hear this. We're rooting for you, cheering for you. 800-990-3776. Tell us something good. Which one of you two want to kick it off?
I'll kick it off.
Okay.
I'll kick it off. So, as I talked about a long time ago, we interviewed a babysitter and all that kind of stuff. You remember that those days? Well, we hired her.
How can I forget?
And she is awesome. She's great to us and the kids. And she goes to Arrowhead. She's a junior at Arrowhead. And Arrowhead's in the state championship game. And guys, I'm just like reminded of how cool it is when a community supports its local team. The local team has success. Arrowhead's playing in the state championship like right now in Madison. So we have other friends that go to Arrowhead. But to see her excitement, her friends' excitement, the community get behind that team that hasn't been to state in 10 years, it's just so cool to see. I love seeing local communities come together, sharing something they can support. The energy level and the vibes are high. It reminds me of when I went to state 19 years ago. 19
cool,
years
cool,
ago.
Cool.
That's crazy. But that nothing cool. quite beats when a community comes together, however that looks.
So, y'all know I talk about all my little cousins because I love them all because, you know, I laid the groundwork. If it wasn't for me, I walked so they could run. And so I sure did. No, yeah.
All right, Sloppy.
I didn't get, no, Sloppy was doing a good job. But so my little cousin William Warden, who played at Rufus King High School, now down at Memphis playing for, you know, Penny Hardaway, guess what? Yesterday they lost to Purdue, but he had a block in that game yesterday. So, I mean, he only played for 6 minutes, but he had a block against the number one team in the country.
Cool.
So, I mean, that's,
you walked so he could.
So he could. So block. He could, so he could block. So he could block. So 6 minutes. And then on top of that, non-family related, shout out to Antonio Freeman. Did everybody know who Antonio Freeman is?
Of course.
Okay, Antonio Freeman. But how about this? He also, he ran so his son could sprint. Sprint down the soccer field. His son, Alex Freeman, scored 2 goals in a U.S. national men's soccer game a couple days ago against Uruguay.
Wow.
So shout out to Alex Freeman, the son of Antonio Freeman, who
I
had
love
the,
how you bring up Antonio Freeman like we don't do a sports show
who,
in Wisconsin.
Who yeah. had the, he did what catch? And then his son had the, damn, he did what? Not one, but 2 goals. So shout out to Antonio Freeman and Alex Freeman.
Let's go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. It's my favorite part of Friday. Hopefully. Bill and Delvin, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good. Just want to hear from you, man.
Okay, I got two for you. Monday, I'm getting my 38th and final radiation treatment for my prostate cancer.
Yeah, all right.
After that, about 6 weeks, I'll get tested and have probably regularly forever, but I'm not expecting to hear remission. I'm expecting to hear cure.
Go. That's what I love
Bill.
To hear.
Keep that's that the mindset, spirit
Bill.
Right there.
Everyone's cheering and rooting for you. We appreciate you calling in and being open and honest about this and opening up with everybody here.
Yeah, man, Bill that. Sets the tone. Yeah. I don't know about the Green Bay Packers, but Bill sets the tone.
Yep, Bill.
And number two, because cancer has attacked me 3 times and hasn't been able to do me in, Tuesday, I get to celebrate my 75th birthday.
Oh, yeah!
Let's go. Happy birthday.
Big couple days coming up here. Happy early birthday.
Oh,
love
man.
It. Keep fighting.
I'm older than Homer.
Bill, stay on the line with Chris, if you could.
Sure.
You guys can talk while I talk to Chris.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I mean, that's so great to hear.
It's great to hear. I mean, it's just, it's amazing faced with trials like that, like cancer and stuff, it's just the human spirit that comes out. And hearing Bill and his confidence and setting the tone and positive outlook, man, that's just that's something that you just cannot make up.
Y'all better open up your wallets so we can get something for Bill.
Mm. Love it.
Let's do this. I think this is real, and I love my guy Lasagna. Hey, fellas, after smoking 1.5 packs for 20 years, today is his first 24 hours without a cigarette.
That Let's go.
Incredible.
One day at a time.
No, that's what it is. One day at a time. That's no pressure. Do it on your timeline, right?
One day at a time for Lasagna.
I love that.
That's impressive.
P. Pablo, no. Dave from Aaron, we are going a little simpler. Got his leave cleaned up all across the lawn.
That is an accomplishment.
And I'm not going to lie, I've done this twice now where I thought I was done.
No, I quit.
And there's more than ever.
Yeah. The delay. Should you just let it all pile up?
Then do it.
Got a bazooka, a leaf collector, like because Brad got a really good one. I got the poor man's version. And so I put my little backpack on. You know, it's not wireless. It's got a cordless. It has a cord. Got to power it up. And I'm just sucking up all these leaves. And I do like 6 rounds of sucking up leaves. And I look around. I said,
where do you put them?
Don't worry about that. I put them in the bag. Don't worry about how I'm supposed to get rid of them. I just get rid of them. And so I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to clean the gutters and call it a day. I'm at the leaves. Y'all won. You won this party.
And the leaves are winning because of endurance. Some trees fall end of October, some early November. There's still some leaves on the trees.
No, listen, my neighbor next to me, they didn't like my leaves falling in their yard because all of a sudden I saw a whole bunch of leaves pushed up towards me. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should clean these up. But now I'm just like, 2 tens in a bucket. It is what it is. Everybody leaves is blowing in everybody else's yard. We had wind, a howling wind last weekend. Yeah. Listen, this is not even my leaves. The leaves were down the block. I ain't doing that.
It's just going, how do you know it's mine?
It ain't mine. You pick up the leaves and tell me what tree it came from.
It's not your name on those leaves.
Can you track this singular leaf to me?
It ain't mine. It's too late. All them leaves, they just going to be hanging out till next summer. Next spring.
That was legit for Lasagna. It's going to be hard as bleep, but he wants me spoke free by 37, which is 6 days away. So keep it up, Lasagna.
Oh, his birthday's coming up.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Lasagna? How do you know that? Oh, he said that in a thing.
Yeah.
I'll say, damn, you know Lasagna like that.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually going to eat his lasagna, unlike you. Bentley's going to live.
Oh, Bentley. Right. That is good news.
I got to pick him up from the ER hospital.
Right away or can you wait?
I think we're going to put the baby down and make sure he gets as many fluids as possible after the strenuous week of cleaning up puke.
He has
poop,
had a week.
Blood poop.
Did the doctor say, or vet say, like, hey, you got to pick him up by a certain time?
No.
So you're going to, they're babysitting.
Even if it costs me more, like, I don't want to do this next week. Scott and Racine, he is also celebrating his birthday with Bill and Delavan, not with him. But he's going to see the new Wicked movie and going to dinner with his wife.
Wait,
hey, it's like a lovely date night.
Time out.
Lovely date night.
New Wicked movie. The Wicked movie came out months ago.
There's another one?
Yeah.
Wait, what? They got a whole
Kyle something good.
Wait a minute. I didn't see the first one. They got a part two?
Yeah, it's called Wicked for Good.
Is this the end of it?
No, it's going to be third.
The other one was like 2.5 hours
bro,
long.
Bro, it was 3 hours. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was 3 hours, and it didn't even conclude. I said, nah, I'm
good. Oh, my God. Gosh, I was wondering why I saw them on TV doing, not TV, on like social media doing something again. I thought it was old clips. They're going around doing a whole other thing to get ready for the movie coming. Yeah. Not seeing it. Never seen it before. If it ain't Hamilton, it ain't me. Can't wait till that comes out.
Hamilton
boy.
Only for Kyle.
Can't wait till that comes out.
Oh, they're going to have a Hamilton-like movie like this one day.
It's on...
Not the
Disney Plus.
They're going to have a real
Mrs.
movie
Lasagna is currently listening and doesn't believe we have the relationship we have. Well, Mrs. Lasagna, I can promise you, Mr. Lasagna ain't lying. We got that relationship with him. You can keep him coming on the Carbless Talking text line. Tell us something good as we celebrate you on this Friday. But as we did earlier in the show... You got to make sure you tune in to Green Bay Game Night to catch the dog of the game with Homer and Tausch. If your dog's always listening, you ask yourself, why don't they listen to what I say? You can look no further than Sit Means Sit Dog Training. Looking forward to seeing Matt up at the Tundra Trio heading to the game on Sunday. His team is amazing. You can contact them in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule that free consultation. SitMeansSit.com. Check out the Milwaukee or Waukesha pages. We head into the weekend with our final segment, getting you ready for Packers, Vikings, Badgers, Illinois. Unfortunately, the Badgers right now are losing 72-53 out in Utah. Woof.
They had to fight another game.
Not the dog woof, the just woof. More next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm about to drive home on this Friday afternoon and get in my premierly, beautifully, reflectively clean car. And that's all thanks to Tsunami Express Car Wash. They are the best car wash in this area, hands down. And when you experience it, you'll know why. That outside and inside clean is unlike nothing that you have experienced. That car, man, it's too important of an asset to just, first of all, not take care of it. And two, take it to some discount car wash. No. You got to take care of it. You got to be able to make it last the long term. And you got to be able to enjoy the ride. You only do that if it's clean with Tsunami Express Car Wash. And right now, their Black Friday deal is too good to pass up. Between the November 24th and November 30th, they're offering you a $10 first month of any Tsunami Express membership. That's right, only $10 for your ride to be looking showroom ready all month long. If you are a new member, go in there in store for new members and get your first month for $10 and enjoy a car wash that is just amazing inside and out. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall? Get your back up off the wall.
I will say, as this is Kyle Brust and Nortman,
getting close, baby.
Getting close. Looking forward to having something to watch tonight, and I thought I didn't know what time the Badgers played BYU. Thank God this is happening now, and I didn't get like myself ready to sit on the couch and like chill. They're down 78-56 with 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second half, and it's just been not good.
I am not a fan of these these washed courts. I mean, the one they're playing on is Utah Jazz, and it's all purple. Dude, even the Bucks one is all green.
NBA Cup courts?
Yeah. Yes, the NBA Cup courts.
Yeah, I was gonna say this isn't a court specific for this game, but it is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Oh gosh.
Oh, he can just kick his legs up.
Yeah, but you they protect him more. You go anywhere near the space of a shooter.
But hopefully, this is the end of frustrating Wisconsin sports because Wisconsin, Illinois, Packers, and Vikings, big games this weekend.
So what I want to know must from wins. All of us is we can tease it because it will go out on social media from Madison Hayes 24 who does our socials. The Packers are 6.5-point favorites, but I want to know what you guys have as the score.
Yeah, ooh. For me, I have a convincing Packer win. I've got Packers 24-10. I think that the offense shows up. I think that Matt LaFleur, I don't think Josh Jacobs plays. I think because of that, Matt LaFleur gets in his bag, is creative, lets Jordan Love cook a little bit. And I think this is the time where the Packers generally wake up, where it's taken some time to get them going, offensively particularly, and there's no better time than right now to start to get that rhythm going. Jordan Love's going to be looking good, and this defense is going to look like the caliber of defense that it has. If you can stop the run, make J.J. McCarthy throw, it works very well in the Packers' favor as he continues to grow and develop as a quarterback. He's just not there yet. So I got 24-10. The Packers in finally, it's one of the reasons why I call it a set the tone game. I think this is finally a game where we say, this looks like a Packer team that can actually make some noise in the playoffs, make you feel good as they go on for the rest of the year and they conquer these other divisional opponents.
Kyle! Packer Wallace. Yeah, who has not picked them to lose yet.
Yeah, of course. And I've been right 6 times. And so when I look at the Green Bay Packers.
6 out of 10. High clip.
And when I look at the Green Bay Packers this game, I'm looking at a 27-17 type game. I still think it's going to be a game where.
27 points.
27-17?
27-17.
Yesterday at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. When we said they were going to win and cover the spread of 6.5, you made it sound like we were crazy people.
No,
this is the ultimate Kyle Wallace flip-flop to now having them win by 10.
No, what I was trying to – you're crazy to think confidently that they're going to win. I just think that the Green Bay Packers are going to get 27.
So what is this, unconfidently I'm
not confident enough to bet on it. That's what I'm saying.
But what's the point of the exercise? We're saying put your own money on it.
I'm saying this is what I think the score is going to be.
You literally said it's going to be in the margin of below 6 points.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a three-point game.
No.
This is the ultimate flip-flop on a day where we put up a poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN.
You asked me a score. I said you'd be foolish to think I wouldn't tell people to bet on this. I'm not a predictor. I can't predict what the score is going to be.
Kyle Wallace flip-flop on his takes? 91% of people say yes. 9% you have been proven wrong again.
27-17. I think it's going to be a close football game between these two teams and the Green Bay Packers. I do believe Jordan Love is going to have a great game, but going against a good pass defense where they're going to try to stop the pass. I do believe, like I said, from our dog of the game, Emmanuel Wilson is going to shine for this team. And the Green Bay Packers
27-17 with Emmanuel Wilson as the dog of the game. Yes. I cannot wait to watch this game.
I'm telling y'all this right now. The focus, if Josh Jacobs does not play, the focal point becomes Jordan Love. You're going against a top 10 pass defense and a bad rush defense. And so I think Emmanuel Wilson is going to be able to eat based off of that. I do think the defense steps up to be able to get some sacks because you're going to see some happy feet and unsettled, bad mechanics, J.J. McCarthy, that's going to allow for the Green Bay Packers and Micah Parsons to get home. And so I do think the Green Bay Packers win this game. But unfortunately, what we have seen in these games is the Green Bay Packers defense. If the Packers score a lot of points, the defense ain't shutting teams out. It's always within some type of margin, and that's why I think it's going to be 27-7.
Even in some of these wins, I don't think we felt good. Are you saying you're going to feel good or not so good after that win?
I think we walk away from this win feeling the exact same way. It's like, okay.
That's not good.
No.
I think we'll feel good on Monday.
No, I think it'll be another disjointed victory where you're just not going to see a full game put together yet. But I do think there's another opportunity on the Lions where it's going to be a humongous game that we're going to see where the Green Bay Packers have a chance to make a true statement. But I still think we see the same old Packers on Sunday.
Stevie chimes in on the Carbos Talking Text. Line. There goes Mama. There goes that man. Green Bay Packers and football team.
Yeah,
the Green Bay Packers. Packers football team.
This football team is going to play ball out.
That's the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but I really do feel good about Emmanuel and Jordan.
I got 22-13.
22,
dude. You just get wonky scores nowadays with the missed extra points and the kicking situation. I'm just going weird here. Going weird with the 22-13 9-point victory.
I want to forewarn everybody because I believe everybody.
Oh, yeah, throw the qualifier.
No. I just think that we have not been giving enough respect to this Minnesota Vikings football team. We put a lot of weight, which you should, on the quarterback of J.J. McCarthy. I just want people to know, despite having Carson Wentz and McCarthy at quarterback, this Vikings football team has been quite competitive. They've beaten.
Don't care about competitive. I know what they've done in the division. If you watch their overall body of work, okay. If the Packers are a good team, we don't have to like qualify that they're competitive. Yes, it's a divisional game, but if the Packers are going to be somebody that
they lost to the Steelers by 3. They lost to the Eagles by 6. They beat the Lions. Again, the Bears are not that
great.
What's
their record?
They're 4-6, I believe.
Yeah.
Worse than the division.
But you're talking
with basically a rookie quarterback.
But you're talking about, again,
you did this with the Giants last week. No. They're 2-7, but they've been competitive.
Exactly. And what did you see? What was the results? It was a competitive game.
It's about the Packers, not about the opponent.
Well, I know about the Green Bay Packers is that the Green Bay Packers have been unable to put teams away or dominate any football team, and this Vikings team is not a team that you're going to dominate, especially after you played the Giants and you did not dominate them.
But if the Packers haven't been able to put teams away or really get ahead,
dominate those teams, it's
mostly because of what the Packers have done or what they've lacked of doing compared to the other team. It's the Packers beating themselves. Turning the ball over, making dumb mistakes, drops. Those are the things that's preventing the Packers from blowing teams out, necessarily quality of the opponent.
Well, the quality opponent this week, the Vikings are not just some cakewalk. Just want y'all to understand that.
They're not a cakewalk, but
the opportunity is there for the Green Bay
Packers. It is, but I just want y'all to understand that when you look at this game, you said it's going to be I'm nervous about how close it's going to be. I think I'm going to be biting my nails.
Are you more nervous
this
for this game than the Thanksgiving game?
Kyle, the qualifier.
Oh, the Thanksgiving game is a toss-up. You already beat the Lions once.
Like, you feel more confident about
it? Sounds like it's a toss-up.
No, this one, you have to win this game.
Yeah.
Biting my fingernails for this one, but it's a toss-up against the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are a very good football team. You already beat them once. They're going to have a lot kind of on their shoulders because they are in a must-win moment for the Detroit Lions because the Lions are third place in the division. They have to win this. They have to beat the Packers. But go Pack, go. We focus on the Vikings. We're going to win this game on Sunday, baby. Let's go.
Must
in
win.
The spin cycle this week.
Well, take the weekend, get your pup and your dog with your family to get ready for more spin cycle next week. Go Pack, go.
That has set been the tone, Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
Set the tone.
Kyle believes in the Green Bay Packers football team. He's going to be at Wisconsin Indoor Golf in Waukesha for a remote broadcast.
Go, Pat, go.
So don't go anywhere. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday. You got the Homer Hour up next in 2 minutes. I say people.